Commissioner Locken. Sorry, fellows, you might not.
Commissioner Locken here. Just a quick report from the eastern part of the state. There's a lot of avid snowmobilers that are getting pretty anxious, so get ready because they're coming.
Yeah, you know, the eastern side of the state, and even the Black Hills for that matter last year, we did not have the best snow conditions last year. So we are hoping for a redemption of good snow conditions, good trail conditions. Clubs start signing here in about the next 3 weeks, and so the process really begins in November here. So yeah, hopefully we got a better grooming season for and snowmobiling season for this year.
It has been a hard, long, hard summer for a lot of people, and they're looking for recreation.
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Thanks, Scott. We'll put you on the deck here for 17 and 18, and then we'll take a little break.
Well, again, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks and Recreation Division. Bringing you an information item on a land purchase north of Pier up in the Spring Creek Peninsula. Those of you that are familiar with Spring Creek understand that there is there's definitely a movement to develop some of the areas up there. We've got some private campgrounds. We've got more permanent housing that's coming in. I know that the water district up there is looking to put in a water tower. There's a sanitation district. There's, there's a lot of things that are happening up at Spring Creek. In order for us to be part of that movement and take advantage of some of the assets that we have up at up on the Spring Creek Peninsula and connect Spring Creek with Cow Creek and open up some area for some use on the peninsula, in particular some beach area, I've been working with an individual to secure one lot that he has for sale. You can see that one lot on the picture here. It's that one right down there in the corner. It's a little bit highlighted in yellow. Neither Vic or I are very technical, so this is about as good as we can do to give you that visual. But on the bottom there, you can see that's Spring Creek as it exists right now. Then there's the private campground and moving up into some of those developed lots. That area that you see that's kind of a triangle of trees there, that's what we call our boneyard. It's used to store some stuff right now. There's a bunch of state-owned land up there along the peninsula that is just not being utilized right now. We're putting together some plans for some additional road work, some additional day use areas, some access to the beaches up there. We've got several miles of beach that right now are just basically inaccessible unless you go down there with a boat. There's some small walking trails and that kind of stuff, but it's just it's not great. In order for us to realize the development that we're talking about, we need to be able to come out of this area, this boneyard, I'll call it, and get out into one of those developed roads. And again, I've worked with the developer up there to secure one lot that will allow us to come out of the boneyard, jump onto the road, and he's agreed to sell that to us. So this is just informational for you folks right now. I've worked with him. We have a purchase agreement that, you know, we can buy this for $10,000, which is well below what the asking price was for the development lot. He's also going to do some things to stub out some utilities for us should we ever want to put water and electricity over on our side of the fence there. So it's been a really good working relationship. You know, what we see going on up there from a development standpoint is, you know, it's just going to move more people into the area. And those folks that are moving up there, whether they be in the private campground, whether they be staying at Cow Creek, whether they be using the beach, you know, using the potential of the hiking trails that we're going to develop, whatever it is, those are our people, right? Those are the people that we want to get outside, get families engaged and moving around, and whether they're shore fishing, swimming, boating, hiking, whatever it is. We're all working together on this thing, So it's private campgrounds and it's more housing, but it's also bringing people into an area where we can get them out and doing the things that we want to do. So I feel like this is a great opportunity for us. We'll be bringing again some official action for you next month from a purchase standpoint, but just wanted to get it out there and have it be part of a conversation. I know I've had a couple of people reach out to me and, you know, say, hey, what land are you purchasing up there? Well, you know, it's not a game production area, it's not a new campground, it's not any of those kinds of things, but it is a small parcel that will allow us to do some big things up on the peninsula. So, again, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but like I said, next month we'll be asking for official action. Okay.